Well, let's talk to somebody about it, because joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline here on this Patriots Friday, it is defensive lineman Dietrich Wise. He is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Bruce Weinstein, CPA. Visit WeinsteinTaxLaw.com. Dietrich Wise, it's Gresham Fourier. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing today?
Good. Trade deadline has come and passed. Does it feel like there's, I don't know, the weight off of the shoulders? There's no more tension in the room. How important is it for teams to now be able to move on past the deadline?
I think it's very important for teams to move on now with all the news surrounding all the deadline trading and who's doing what and who's possibly doing what and all the if, ands, coulda, wouldas. All that's done now. You are where you are, and whether you're on a new team or not, it's time to play ball.
Dietrich, the Sam Howell, quarterback for the Washington Commanders, has been sacked 41 times this season. I mean, they're on pace to be sacked 87 times. That could break a NFL record. What is it that he does? What it only sacked once last week against Philly, though. But what is it that you have seen that is, you know, that is allowing defenses to get so many sacks on him?
I think defenses do a great job of guarding their receivers while simultaneously getting pressure in his face. And with all the great rushes we have, the great defenses that are emerging across the league, we have a lot of great players who get back there pretty fast. And if you hold the ball more than 2 seconds, you increase the chances of you getting sacked.
Dietrich, I know that you're a defensive lineman, and it's not so much about the open field tackling. However, the past couple of weeks, the open field tackling has been sketchy at best. How do you guys as a defense get better at that when you really can't practice it and you can't go out and hit people? I know we can preach technique all we want, but if there's a problem and you can't practice it, how do you fix it? Or am I overstating the fact that there have been missed tackles the past couple of weeks?
You know, when a team has missed tackles and they want to solve that problem, there's a few drills that a team can do to solve that. Just kind of like just open field simulation tackling. So it's not like you're tackling to the ground, but you're either wrapping up or chopping your feet while coming in, scalloping, is what we like to say. So there's a few drills that you can do to emulate it or simulate it as much as possible.
When you look at this this Commanders offense, is with their new offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, who was obviously in Kansas City, are there any similarities between the two since you played against both teams?
Yeah, this is a passing team. They love to pass the ball, just like how Eric did in his team before. They like to pass the ball. And there's a few similar plays here and there that one will see. If they study film or watch the game and try to put side-by-side plays, so that's kind of the little similar to that we see. They love to pass the ball, love to get the ball out there, and put the ball in the quarterback's hands.
Well, when you see that, like, I was just looking at this stat, Dietrich, and it was like, They run a pass play on 68, almost 70% of their plays. So 70% of their plays is a pass play. As a defensive player, how does that change your mindset as far as, you know, the game plan and how to attack it?
Just knowing that this team in any situation can pass, will pass, and want to pass, knowing that it may not be a heavy run game, they can run, but everything they do is to open up their pass. So our mindset and our strategy will be to just defend that, their pass, and when they look like a pass and how they like the pass. I know it sounds vague, but it's very deep the more you look into it.
Dietrich, at least here in New England, you've never been in a spot like this before. 2-6, a lot of people asking questions on the outside. How has it been in the locker room and around the facility this week in getting ready in a situation where you know there's a lot of outside noise and the record, to steal a line, is what it is?
Yeah, we can't control what people say outside this building, but we can control how we think and what's being said inside the building. We still have a lot of games left in the season. If it was January 1st and we was going to all out game, then we could talk about something like this. But honestly, I feel like there's a lot more games left. We don't really know what the outcome will be. As long as we come out here, start games fast, finish stronger and faster, and continue to work our techniques and fundamentals, we can change the season around.
You know, just last one for me, and I'm just curious as like a former player. I'm curious, like, do you create your own season goals for you personally, like things that you want to achieve, sacks, tackles, leadership, whatever, and then as the season goes on, do you change it week to week, like today, like Sunday, do you have any goals that you have set for yourself personally?
Yeah, I have both personal goals and team goals that I set, and they don't really change. I always tell myself to kind of keep it together. And no, I don't even want to share my goals, my personal goals. I don't want to do that right now.
I've heard that the more you speak it, like the more it happens.
Speak it into existence.
You speak it into existence. Yes. I feel like if you share it with us, we will also have that goal for you. And the next time we see you, we can be like, dude, we hit our goal.
Y'all are hilarious.
How many sacks do you want? How many sacks do you want on Sunday?
As much as the opportunity provides.
All right, I'm going to go with two.
Two. We'll push for two or three.
We're going to make the goals for you.
We'll speak it into. We'll speak it out there into existence.
Okay. All right then. So y'all saying what? Two or three?
Yeah, we'll go 2-3. We'll keep it in that neighborhood. Okay. Yep. That way, if people want to bet on it too, then they can hop in on that, have a little variance as well. Dietrich, I know you guys got practice around the way. You got a lot to do. Good luck in prep. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, most definitely. Have a good week.
All right, thanks.